All right.
Let's do it.
It's Alternative Vashon, and it's May 2025. Here's the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1. This week, we're counting down the top 90s alternative bands of all time on Alternative Vashon, on Voice of Vashon Radio. Crazy that last week, we counted down the top 80s bands, and most of them were English. This week, there's only 2 English bands in the countdown. There's 8 American bands in the countdown, and of that 8, 4 of them are from Seattle. No big surprise. But in at number 10, a Los Angeles group, the leader of which sort of invented the 90s. He was the mastermind behind the Lollapalooza concerts. His band headlined that first show, and he coined the term Alternative Nation, later co-opted by MTV. In at number 10, Perry Farrell and his band Jane's Addiction. Alternative bands of the 90s on Alternative Vashon. Final installment of a 3-show series. There's your number 10 band, Jane's Addiction, Ben Caught Stealing, off 1990's Ritual de Habituel LP. Our number 9 band hails from the Pacific Northwest. In the late 80s, these guys were pretty much straight-ahead hard rock. You could see them on any given weekend at suburban rock clubs all over the area under the name Diamond Lie. But in the 90s, they changed their name to the much edgier sounding Alice in Chains. Here they are at number 9. Ah! 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 A good countdown show. Today we're counting down the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s on Alternative Vashon with Bill Reed. In at number 9 from Seattle, Alice in Chains, Them Bones, off 1992's Dirt album. It's weird that 8 of the bands in last week's 80s countdown were from the UK. This week there's UK bands number only 2. One of them made the top 3. The other is right here in at number 8. A monster act fronted by two feuding brothers, as famous for their offstage antics as for their music, but undeniably a massive force in 90s alt-rock. From Manchester, UK, number 8, Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe.
And the hits just keep on coming. As we count down the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s on Alt Vashon, in at number 8, Oasis from 1995's What's the Story, Morning Glory, Wonderwall. And it's to Los Angeles, California we go for our number 7 band. If the criteria were record sales in today's countdown, these guys would be number 1 for sure. With over 120 million units moved worldwide, they're one of the biggest selling bands of all time. Took them 9 years to break through, but when they did, they never looked back. They celebrate 43 years together this summer. From their 1991 release, Blood Sugar Sex Magic, here's your number 7 band, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Feeling
Chili Peppers, Give It Away. Chili's are our number 7 group in the countdown of the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s on Alternative Vashon. By far, today's funkiest entry. Last week, we counted down the top 10 alternative bands of the 80s. It's on the Voice of Vashon streaming archive. It's worth checking out. A lot of English groups last week, a lot of electronic music. Now, in the 90s, things were much different. Mostly American bands, guitars were back. Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys summed it up quite well.
It's basically people who were in, it's not rock-inspired punk bands. A lot of what got big was punk-inspired rock bands.
It's worth hearing again.
It's basically people who were in, it's not rock-inspired punk bands. A lot of what got big was punk-inspired rock bands.
Our number 6 band bears that out, as do all 4 Seattle bands in today's countdown. In at number 6, Soundgarden. We're halfway through the countdown of the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s on Alternative Vashon. In at number 6, Soundgarden, Spoon Man, from Soundgarden's biggest album, 1994's Super Unknown. Congrats to Soundgarden, by the way, for finally making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, class of 2025. Not so for our number 5 band. They've been nominated, but so far, no dice. Kind of surprising. Actually, maybe the group's frontman rubs someone the wrong way. He's got a reputation for being difficult. The band fell apart as the 90s wore on due to internal conflicts and drug use, but their contribution to 90s alt-rock are undeniable. In at number 5, from Chicago, Illinois, Smashing Pumpkins. We've been counting down the top 10 alternative bands of the 70s, 80s, and 90s for the past 3 weeks on Alternative Vashon. This week, it's the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s. In at number 5, Smashing Pumpkins, track out of 1993, Disarm. A lot of tracks from the early 90s in the countdown. It was a time when alternative rock really blew up and all of a sudden the underground was mainstream. I was 10 years into a radio career when we signed the End radio station in Seattle on in 1991. And there was a huge controversy at the station whether to even play this next band. The feeling was that they weren't alternative enough. Well, we ended up playing them, and I'm glad we did. Another Seattle band, in at number 4, Pearl Jam.
Freezing.
Broadcasting from tiny Vashon Island, Washington, in the USA, it's Alternative Vashon with Bill Reed, voice of Vashon Radio. Counting down the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s, there's your number 4 band, Pearl Jam, off their monster debut, 1991's 10 album. Oh my God, we're heading into the top 3. I got an English band, a Seattle band, and a Bay Area group in the top 3. This band rose out of the Berkeley, California punk scene, specifically a club called 924 Gilman Street. These guys took their cues from English punk bands of the 70s, like The Clash and The Damned, and scored a major hit with their 1994 debut, an album called Dookie, in at number 3 on the countdown, Green Day.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and buzz, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up.
10 alternative bands of the 90s on Alternative Vashon, well into it. In at number 3, Green Day, Basket Case, 1994. Bill Reed. I'm sure you've noticed that the 90s countdown is grunge heavy. Grunge, aka the Seattle sound, was characterized by distorted guitars and lyrics about self-doubt, betrayal, and alienation. You didn't have to come from Seattle to play grunge. Our number 2 band came from the UK, a place called Oxfordshire, and although they changed up their sound considerably in the 90s, their debut single pretty much summed up the tenor of the times. It's about as grungy as it gets. In at number 2, Radiohead.
Thank you. whatever you want. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Top 10 alternative bands of the 90s countdown on Voice of Vashon Radio 101.9 FM. Alternative Vashon. There's your number two band. From England, Radiohead with Creep off of 1993's Pablo Honey record. So here we are at number one in our countdown. A grunge band for sure, but not technically a Seattle group. They changed the world in 1991, and by 1994, they were no longer. Sad story. The number one alternative band of the 90s. After this,
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at triginsurance.com.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Okay, finally, we've arrived at our number one band, a group from tiny Aberdeen, Washington, 100 miles from Seattle on the Washington coast, a place even rainier and more depressing than Seattle. Signed by Seattle's legendary Sub Pop Records label in the 80s, by 1991, they'd graduated to the majors, DGC Records, and released an album that changed everything. Nobody saw it coming. I mean, I know I didn't. Here's your number one band in our countdown of the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s on Alternative Vashon. Nirvana.
We'll be right back.
Your number one band on the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s countdown on Alternative Vashon, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, surprising, game-changing smash hit, 1991, the song that killed hair metal, the big sound at the time, and ushered in a hot new sound known as grunge, the big bang of alternative rock. Nirvana's Nevermind album sold 30 million copies and knocked Michael Jackson's Dangerous album out of the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100. Nirvana played Saturday Night Live twice, once in 92, again in 1993, and it all came crashing down in 1994 when Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain committed suicide in his Seattle home. R.I.P. Kurt. Okay, we've got time for a couple of runners-up in the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s countdown here on Alt Vashon. Weezer.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent? Ooh, but you know I'm yours. Ooh, and I know you're mine. Ooh, and that's what I'm for you. I know just that buddy Holly. About us anyway, I don't care about that. Don't you ever fear, I'm always there. I know that you'll be there. Your tongue is twisted, your eyes are slit.
And it was hard coming up with only 10 bands for the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s countdown. Weezer in the runner-up position, but they could have made the countdown easily. Buddy Holly, 1994. Bill Reed bringing the classic alternative every week. Hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud and have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with one more 90s runner-up. This final band influenced a generation of alternative rock groups. Like Nirvana, they bubbled under in the 80s, although for a hell of a lot longer than Nirvana did. One of Kurt's favorite bands, Sonic Youth. See you next week.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.
tell them about it. Hit it where it hurts.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
What do you say? I don't wanna.